Hello there.
All right, how's it going?
It's going. It's been a minute. How are things with the baby?
Good. This baby's a freaking angel, knock on wood, all that stuff. Throw salt over the left shoulder, sleeping 4 hours straight, like after
Oh,
eating. Amazing.
sweet. That
Yep.
sounds awesome. I did invite Haley, but she did say she might be busy, but I did
Sure.
send an invite just in case.
That's
But
all
yeah.
good.
Yeah, what's new with you? Anything else besides the baby?
So I've had a C-section before. This is my second time around, and this one's a bitch. I don't know if I have pain amnesia or what from the last time, but I don't remember needing like Parker's help getting out of bed. And yeah, but not like, okay, hold my hand. No, he has to like lift me up, and when I'm standing, I'm fine. Sitting, I'm fine. But going from laying to standing up, nope. Nope. Yeah. So I already spoke to my surgeon. She's like, oh, well, it's possible since we had to cut into the scar tissue. We got some nerve interaction. So I'm taking gabapentin. And let me tell you what, gabapentin. And caffeine, and I start taking Zyn, the little nicotine pouch to wake me up. No, get me dizzy. I felt like I'd smoked a bowl. No. So I'm like, okay, I have to take the gabapentin and nothing else at all. I'll be fine.
Dude, that's fucking
Yeah.
wild.
Well,
I can only
it's.
imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the kind of person to, do pills to get high, but I'm guessing that that's what people chase. And it's like, it's scary. It's a really weird feeling. You feel super disoriented. Everything's fun housey, but you feel good. It's scary, but you're okay.
Oh God, that's wild.
Yeah,
I have
100%.
enough. I get high on just the regular edibles. I can only
Right.
imagine the level of what that has on you. Yeah, but there's a lot of stuff in the entertainment world because I didn't get a chance to talk about it last week because shit came up. But new information coming out for Godzilla, Kong, New Empire, and a lot of new movies. But the one movie that really stuck out to me and I told you before was Dune Part Two.
Yes, they didn't fuck with it.
No, like,
They
'cause I'm
didn't.
Yeah, I'm assuming you saw both of them already. So,
Yes.
spoilers for anybody. Yeah, my
My
brother, my
sorry,
only,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, my only gripe about it is that I
Yeah.
didn't watch it in theaters.
I'm with you.
That is the only thing that pisses me off.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch it anyway, which I might end up doing sometime this weekend.
No,
But.
I did the same thing. I'm just I don't take the chance anymore, and I blame fucking Disney and Marvel.
Yes, exactly. That's why I was like, I don't know about it. But RJ is, my go-to for movies. He watches things before I do. Rather, he goes to the theater or watches it, however he watches it. I look at him like, hey, what do you think about it? So I got high the night I told you about it. And I just went downstairs. We were making food, we were just chilling. And he had the movie on.
Nice.
And he had it on pause. And I was like, okay. I had no intention on watching this movie because, it's Dune Part Two, and I enjoyed the first one, really did. So I, didn't know how I felt about that one. Within minutes, I was hooked. Within minutes of the movie, going through the rest of the movie, and I was just like, I could not stop looking away from it to the final part of the movie to leading to part three, of course. And I'm sitting there like, this is my movie of the year right now.
100,000%. I watched it by myself because I'm up at 3 a.m. or whatever, getting stuff ready. And Parker's sleeping and everything. I'm like, I have nothing to watch. And it showed up on one of my sites. You guys listening know what kind of sites? Yep. Rhymes with Myrit. Anyways, so I put it and I'm just like, man, the quality's not that great, but fuck, this is awesome. I was drawn in, and I had read like the first book, and it's within the first book. Like they didn't jump all the way to the second. So it's like, okay, all right, I can still follow. This is nice. And there wasn't adding in random ass lines. Like everything was cohesive. I was following it. I wasn't questioning shit like
Right.
Marvel and Disney makes me do, where I'm just like, is that canon? I don't think that's canon.
Right.
No, I
Oh.
highly recommend.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it is a movie. If you hadn't watched it, what are you doing with your life right now? I don't care how you watch it, just watch it. And my brother was like talking about the main actor who played Paul Atreides. And he was like, this dude shut me up. This dude is like, he is that guy right now. And I was like, yeah, he is cold as fuck from who he was trying to avoid being to what he becomes. It's like, wow.
Well, that's what they say. You go looking for dragons or whatever, be careful, you might become one. You stare deep
Right.
into the abyss and it stares back at you, kind of
Yeah.
thing.
Yeah. And I'm one of those people who I never read the book. So like my knowledge comes from people like you or my brother or anybody else who's read the books, and they will tell me things. So I learned more about the books after watching part one. You know, okay, that's what's going on. Okay. And then like when I came into two, I kind of had an idea of what it's supposed to be. Or like, you know, reference it and stuff like that. And I was like, yo, this is there's a lot to take in.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they expanded on it. They didn't just leave it as one movie.
Right. Yeah.
It's just worlds. It's fucking universe. Like this should be the next Star Wars thing, and I hope it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah, I was just I don't know. I just can't stop like for like the past few days I've been like going back to research everything about Dune to know more about it because it pulled
Spice.
me in. Yeah.
Yes.
And like it's like this dude he does reviews on Google. I can't remember his name, but yeah, Screen Crush. And he has custom shirts, and
Nice.
there's one he has called Spice Krispies, and it has like the three elves looking like the Fuhrman with the blue eyes and like the bowl of spice with water and a worm coming out of it. I was like, I want that shirt now, and I did order it, so I'm waiting for it to come
Oh, awesome.
in. Yeah, so I'll show you an image of it when I get it. But yeah, that was it's my favorite movie of the year so far, and for people who haven't seen it, get to the theater or again, however you watch your free stuff and watch it. Yeah. Shit, I forgot. There's a lot of other weirdo shit with like the. Did you hear stuff about the what's it called? The Moana live action movie.
Oh, I didn't hear about live action. I thought there was going to be a second one. They're doing,
Yeah.
okay. All
Yeah.
right.
They're still doing with The Rock, and I think the voice actress that I can't remember her name that played the main character.
Oh, yeah. Crap.
Hot.
I kind of remember her face, but man, she was so young back then. Okay. All right.
Yeah, like how do you feel about that?
I'm not sure. I mean, I've seen The Rock act. Okay. All right. Not trying to shit on The Rock. I mean, it's just he's so old now, and Maui is this demigod that seems like perpetually 35. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Live actions have soured so much for me. I no longer look forward to them, and I'm just like,
Like
why?
they're getting really boring at this point. They run out of ideas, so their main idea is to, hey, we can just make that good, you know, animated show or movie that was great back then and live action that up. That'll make us some money.
Yeah, some money, but I mean, some of them, they're not even breaking even.
No. Like Lion King, Little Mermaid,
Right, and then the
The
issue that we had, like, we're so, what is it? not ward it off. We're so wary about spending money at the theaters. It's like,
Right.
okay, is it going to go straight to streaming?
Yeah. Sometimes it's your best bet to go straight to streaming. Sometimes. But yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, live action. Like I barely remember the animated movie when it first came
Well,
out. I
I
don't remember
have to
watching it.
watch it because of my kids, but I mean,
Yeah.
it came out when my kid was like, first kid was like 3, 2-ish, or whatever.
Right.
Doing a live action now, it's like, okay, they're kind of over that.
Right. Yeah, I don't
Like,
think,
who's it
yeah.
for?
Right, yeah. You can't say it's for, most of
Nostalgic 20-year-olds. Not really.
Not really. That movie isn't even that old, so it's like,
Right.
why?
See, I wouldn't mind remakes of the really, really old, like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Okay, they had so much issue with that movie. I saw it brought up several times. It's like, oh, a lot of the, but it's a wild fucking, it's a bed that flies. Right? Like an old fucking movie. My mom showed it to me because she had seen it and she loved it, whatever. And I wanted my bed to fly to different lands and stuff. Like, you can accomplish that now with CGI.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and adapt the songs and make them less, white power-ish. Fine. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. Yeah, they're just yeah. I'm running out of patience with certain remakes, but I say that to say this is like they remade on Netflix Avatar: The Last Airbender into a live action show. Eight episodes, and they're like about like an hour and some change long for each episode. And I sat down and watched it. Now, for those who don't know, Avatar: Last Airbender is based off an original anime slash they call it just cartoon. I think it's an anime, but whatever. That's an argument for another time.
I
But it's
mean
an old.
the artistry style seems anime-ish. Like, it's a little
Yeah.
Americanized, but I'm with you there.
Yeah, especially when they start fighting or whatever, it has an anime feel to it. But I get why people don't call it that. There's arguments on both sides. It is what it is. But
Well, someone did a deep dive where they looked into each art style from each nation, and they are rooted in well-known martial arts forms, styles, practices. Yeah,
yeah,
so it's like they gave the shit some thought.
you're right, exactly. And it's one of my like S tier, cartoons to watch when I was younger, and even now as an adult, I still go back to rewatch it. So I went into the Netflix show with that out of my mind. Take away what I love, that way I don't, try to
Lower
like
the
share.
expectation. Going
Exactly.
to a bar, you're picking up a four. It's all right.
Right.
Exactly.
I got through with it in like a day and a half,
Okay.
and I loved
Oh, all right.
it. I've been hearing a lot of people do reviews on it, people hating it, or people actually enjoy, like there are some people who actually enjoy it, but the people who hate it for whatever reason, that well, I know the reason. People like negativity more than positivity. So if somebody is speaking negative about the show, the whole world is going to pick it up, and now they think it's bad. Even my best friends, like, but I've come to realize that my best friends don't really like anything that's a remake. So I don't ask their opinion on anything, especially when they haven't even watched 10 minutes of an episode. But I watched every episode. I enjoyed every episode. I enjoyed every actor who portrayed the characters in the animated series. They did a great job of portraying it, putting their own spin on it, but still bringing the original character
Feel
arcs to life. Yeah, the
okay.
feel. Yeah, I felt like that was the first season of Prince
Nice.
Zuko, the whiny little brat. I felt like this was Aang running away from responsibility. I felt like that was Katara trying to be a great waterbender, and of course, Sokka. It's Sokka,
Fucking Sokka.
Right, right. Like I felt even Uncle Iroh, like even the Fire Lord. Like they did a good job of putting their own tiny spin on it. but they were
Okay.
basically still being those characters that were popular and brought it
I
to life.
gotta see this. Prince Zuko was like my biggest crush back then.
Like
Burned
you and
face and all. I
Voldemort
don't care.
or
You can wear an eye patch like Phantom of the Opera. You're fine.
You and most girls that watch it, I think.
Oh,
And
100%. The brooding, angsty guy. It's like, I can
right.
fix him. I
It's
can
like
stop.
yeah, you could do that. Yeah, okay. I would love to see that. But it also with everybody's what's his name? Whenever he has to go and speak to previous avatars, visually, the feel of it, it felt good when they met Kyoshi and the Kyoshi Warriors. The girl plays Zuki. Right now, everybody's in love with her because she's fucking gorgeous.
Course.
But she's a badass, of course, because she's a fucking Kyoshi warrior. And again, with the fighting, it just felt beautiful. And then, like the main thing, of course, is the bending. If you remember that old the first movie that came out from M. Night Shyamalan, the bending just felt stupid.
I mean, it's like if you feel like the actor's not believing it because they're all doing a green screen or whatever and they're just moving through it,
Yeah.
it's like it translates.
Yeah. But with this one, it felt like I could actually move a fucking boulder. You know,
Nice.
like I felt like I could try to shoot fire out of my hands. It's like every nation, like, you know, every character in that nation that they just felt believable.
Was Toph in it, the blind earthbender?
No.
Oh, okay.
So
She's my
yeah.
favorite.
Yeah,
Spunky
and
little shit.
I'm assuming they're going to do what they did with the original animated if they get season two, which I'm pretty sure they will. That they're probably going to bring her in for season two, you know.
Oh, they better. I can't wait.
Yeah, right. And like again, like the visuals, you know, for a Netflix show, nothing that's too heavy CG, but the things that need to be CG still wasn't over the top like Marvel would do. And to me, it's not like, you know, the greatest show of all time, but it's like a good 8 out of 10 for me. Like I said, there's still problems with the show, like most shows that are adapted from something. But nothing like that's like so bad, like, oh, this is so bad. It does need to be a season two. That one thing in that one episode in the background that nobody might notice will piss me off type shit, you know. But
Right.
yeah, I think you should watch it.
I am
And give
going
me,
to.
yeah.
I need to introduce Dune to Parker so that we both can be like, this was fucking awesome. And
Oh,
then
yeah. Yeah, you have to now.
here's the thing. I tried to get him into kung fu movies like the Wing Chun Master series Ip Man or whatever. And he's
Yeah.
just like, Parker's ridiculous. He's so practical. He's like, if I had a gun, none of this shit would happen.
Of course, he would. You know what? If you're from the South, your first thought is if I have a gun. Yes. I know I've done that. So it's like, if I had my gun, they wouldn't be doing this shit. Yeah.
Exactly. He's like, none of this slapping and flying and bouncing off walls.
I get it, but enjoy this world, you know.
Yes.
Enjoy the Bruce Lee, you know, Enter the
Right,
Dragon.
right. Like, if you only had hand-to-hand combat and,
Yeah.
they're still using gunpowder for fireworks. Like,
Yeah, just enjoy it. Just enjoy
yes.
it. Yeah, you got to get him into those. It's like my dad, he accidentally got me into martial art movies. I don't think he meant
Oh.
for me to enjoy it as much as I did. But the first, my very first one that I watched was, it was like, I can't remember the name of it, but it was like Bruce Lee fighting Chuck Norris.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of that one, but it was like, I saw that before I saw Enter the Dragon with my dad. And I
Yeah,
was,
and then damn, what was it? I saw the comedy one. Was it Kung Fu? Not Kung Fu Hustle.
Kung
Was it?
Pao.
Kung, yeah,
Kung
that
Pao.
one. Kung Pao, Enter the Fist or something. That was
Yeah.
amazing. Oh my God, the terrible dub and everything was on point.
Haven't seen that. I know they put it on YouTube for free for like a short period of time, but yeah, I remember that fucking movie. That was a movie. That's what I can say. It was like during the times of spoof movies where like we don't need to be too serious. Just make a joke of whatever, like Scary Movie and all those
Right.
things. Yeah, so like I saw that movie and I thought it was like an actual martial arts movie when I first saw it when I was young. I was like, is this real? And then when the movie went off, they showed behind the scenes of how they did it, like, you know, placing him. He was basically on blue screen majority of the time. I was like, oh, okay, well, this is a good movie.
Man, it makes me all
It's
watch
funny.
Rush Hour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness. It's classic. Incredibly classic. With Chris Tucker, too. Amazing. Which one of y'all hit me? Love it. Love it. They don't do that anymore.
No, I love the movie. I love the movie franchise. My
Yeah.
parents kind of killed the movie for me, though.
Oh, no.
They overwatched it. Like, so when I was a kid, I was almost always grounded, so I could never watch TV as much as I wanted to when I was younger. But whenever I got the chance to eat dinner in the living room where, you know, the family room is, my parents had that movie on a good bit at a time. And I still love the movie. I still would watch it, but I can't watch as much as my parents do. They kill a lot of movies for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just unfortunate for my kids who are going to end up watching the stuff that I own, that I kill, because I don't want to kill some shit. Like, I know Supernatural, my kids are going to hate me for watching
But it's so good. And there's so many episodes. It's like,
that.
come
There are, like, I rewatch it like once a year
on.
since the series is over. I think like either next month or the month after is like the time I start like rewatching certain things, and that's on my list to rewatch.
I like looking up specific creatures or whatever that they fight just to like get the lore again, because I like that. Like when they do the research and they talk about like this thing's been gone for hundreds of years and now it's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's weird creature stuff like that. What link did you send me, by the way, speaking of that? Oh, crap. What was it?
I don't remember.
Could you say you showed your dad, and I remember, like, as soon as you sent it to me, like, I just
Oh.
got done watching an episode of it, too.
Oh, wait a minute. No, it wasn't AI. No.
No, not that one. I remember that one. That, yeah, that, no, not that. It was a
Oh,
YouTube channel. I remember it was a YouTube channel.
the Y files.
That, yep, there it is, the Wi-Fi. Yeah,
Yeah, they seem to pop out of nowhere. You heard about it. My dad heard about it. RJ I heard about it. I'm like, the fuck did this psyop shit come into play?
it just came, like, I remember when I was like, I listened to a lot of Mr. Ballin and his podcast on my YouTube channel, so like they find channels that are like kind of similar, and that one just popped up after I got to listening to an episode, and I was like, this is fucking, it was like the caveman, the Neanderthal episode I
Oh,
was
I was
watching.
watching the moon landing thing, and he goes through all of the reasons why it could have been faked, and then all of the information to refute that, but then no one really knows, kind of
Right.
thing. And then also, there's a fucking cube on the moon. It's seen in pictures, and no one says why the fuck it's there. It's like on the edge of the light side of the moon, entering the dark. It's like, okay, all
That's
right.
not spooky.
Yeah, why is there a, and it's like a cube the size of a three-story building.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't have the mental capacity to deal with this right now. Like, not at all. Like, oh, like I'm still recovering from my high last night, so I really don't. Oh, God. Yeah, that's spooky. The shit, it's just a space rock, and that's not a space rock. That's not a
Well,
space rock. I've never been to space, but I don't think it's a space rock.
there's also theories that it's hollow. Yeah, that's a really dense shell. It's hollow on the side. It's like, okay, tons of fucking meteors and shit hit it, but the craters are not deep. Whereas
Right.
we get hit and our craters are fucking massive and they go
Right.
several, feet down.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, explained.
Yeah, right.
Explains this.
I need you to science this up, like being like, to tell me, because I don't get it at all. Oh my God. This is a freaky ass universe we live in.
So there was something else that I found out. where they thought that they were finding evidence of the universe like expanding, but the images that they find, they're not happening in real time. We're observing it, but actually it's coming to us from the past. So we're seeing that shit that happened hundreds, thousands of years ago. So it's like, all right, so we're seeing the universe being formed from all the way back then, and we think that's happening now. It's like, okay, yeah, that's weird. That's a bit more physicsy than I'm even privy to.
Right. Okay. Oh, this is terrifying. I'm not
It's
supposed to
something
understand this.
wild. Yeah.
It's like we're not meant to understand half of this shit or all of it for that matter, but
Well,
damn.
no. It would destroy our minds. And then I was reading something else that, yeah, we experience four dimensions, right? Time, space, all that other stuff. But in reality, there's 10. And I'm like, okay, so what are the other six? And I have yet to find a concrete answer that makes any sense to me. But it's even referenced in ancient texts and Sumerian texts in the Bible and like Anunnaki as well. And it's like, all right, okay. So all we understand about the universe and everything is like a thimble of water compared to the ocean. Great. That's great.
Like, I'm not already terrified enough. That's great.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, if that's terrifying, then don't do acid. I have been told by friends who have that when they experience ego death, they feel like they're being like rocket shipped out into the world, and that some of them say that they see God, and I'm like, okay, I'm not ready for that.
That, right? I don't need that. I'm
No,
good.
I had like a couple years ago a brownie of 125 milligrams, and I thought I was dying. So I'm
Shit.
like, nah, I'm good.
That's okay. You don't need that anymore. Oh, wow. That scared me just for a couple of seconds, but it scared
Okay.
me. Yeah, multiverse stuff. But oh, speaking of that shit
Ooh.
too, you didn't watch it, but I didn't watch it either. I kind of cliff noted, but Madam Web.
Oh, I heard it was shit.
Yeah, I let other people watch it because I
Sure.
usually watch it, but I couldn't this time. A good, yeah, I just couldn't. And they had like scenes from the movie, and I started watching the scenes and kind of putting together the movie myself. And it was just like, did they really green like this? Like, who fucking did this shit? Like, for those of you who don't know, the movie takes place in like the early 2000s. They tried to
Oh.
do that with the sound. Yeah, it's like a. During the either the Andrew Garfield or Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, so it takes place during that time. But like, actually, no, it's like, yeah, it's probably the Andrew Garfield one because of the timeline it is. Because the main guy character, not the villain, but the other paramedic that works with Madame Web, that's Ben Parker, a
Oh, shit.
young Ben.
Uncle
Yeah,
Ben. Okay.
yeah, and. At the end, again, spoiler alert, at the end of that the movie, his sister has the baby and it's baby Peter.
Huh.
Yeah, that's yeah, other than that, like, okay, who cares? But the whole plot of the movie is this main character, Ezekiel Sims, which another full disclosure, in the comic books, he wasn't a villain. He was just a dude with a checkered past, an anti-hero he could be, or he just not really a hero, just somebody who has abilities.
Right.
And his spider powers has like a poison touch, which there are other spider characters who have poison touch, like Tarantula or, can't remember her name. But he stole a spider from a spider tribe, people who look like people, but they have like the webbing design from the Sam Raimi Spider-Man on their skin. And they cursed him with seeing his death. So he sees these three spider women kill him, which I didn't remember the spider people being able to murder people. But they kill him, and then he goes back in time to kill them before they get their powers. So the three girls you see in the trailer, he's after them. Madame Web is caught in the middle because she also has powers of basically precognition. So the entire movie is just her trying to keep these girls alive. And the entire movie, these girls don't get any powers. So it's basically just her seeing shit, failing, and then getting a restart in life to prevent them from dying right away. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you're following me so far, right?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm just like,
Yeah. Yeah. So that's basically like they're getting chased throughout the movie and from this guy who has a Spider-Man suit but no webs. So he's just basically long jumping to catch them and touch them with his poison hands. And again, Madame Web has precognition, but she still manages to get herself blind and paralyzed from the waist down.
That's what I remember her from in the comics, being an
Yes.
older woman in the wheelchair and everything.
Yeah. Now, I missed this part on purpose because this really pissed me off. She is in a wheelchair now, which, okay, we know that. But the whole point of the in the beginning of the movie, when she was a baby, she had this certain disease. She had a disease that would have made her paralyzed, paraplegic. So her mother risked her life going to find this spider for whatever reason that has the venom or whatever DNA to cure her daughter from this said thing. So the only reason why she's up walking around and has the powers of precognition was because of this ancient spider.
But
But
she
you
gets
still
paralyzed
manage,
anyways.
right? So what was the point of that?
It sounds like Guillain-Barré syndrome.
What?
Disease, Guillain-Barré, it affects the nerve endings and can lead to paralysis, and a lot of people end up not being able to walk. So I was
Right.
like, okay, I
Okay.
wonder if that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like an hour and a half long. Yeah. You don't have to watch it. You don't need to watch it. It doesn't even
No,
need to be on your
definitely
mind after
not.
this conversation. Yeah. I just felt like they just needed, Sony just wanted to make a movie so they wouldn't have to give Spider-Man rights back to Disney right away. So they keep just pumping out random movies that nobody's asking for. Like, we like Spider-Man. Yeah, we like those Spider-Man characters, but only if Spider-Man is there. It kind of worked for Venom, but even then people were complaining about not having Spider-Man in it. So your thought was to double down and just make Spider-Man related characters and not have them anywhere near the actual main character people want to see. It pisses me off. It's like we like Spider-Man. We like Kraven the Hunter. You're giving us a Kraven the Hunter solo movie. Nobody asked for a Kraven the Hunter solo movie. Yes, he has a good character arc, but that can only work if you do a two episode arc of a TV show of his origins, not a whole movie. That's an episode at best.
I don't like that they're trying to stretch stuff, and I mean, what are people really asking for?
Right.
It's like listen to the fans for once.
Yeah, that's proven to be a good thing. Like when they first came out with Sonic the Hedgehog and they actually listened to fans. And the design changed from what it was to what it is now. It's like, okay, you did a good job because that shit you had before was not it.
Oh,
But yeah.
here's something that struck my mind. Deadpool Wolverine.
Oh, wow, that's still in my mind too. Yeah, I saw the trailer when it first came out.
They never show Hugh Jackman's face, though, when I was
No.
seeing the. So, do we know for sure it's old Huey or.
That's a good question. Now, now that you said something about it, I
Because I
remember
saw
when.
the shadow, I saw the back of the head, and all
Yeah.
this stuff. And I'm like, man, if they flipped it for some random ass guy, I'm going to be mad.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised by that. And here's why. Yeah, we see behind the scenes stuff. Yeah, we see him wearing his costume, which is cool. We see them doing things. Okay, yeah, that's cool. But the last time they did something like that was Deadpool 2, when they released a trailer and it was supposed to be him and X-Force, his team. And in the trailer, you see them fighting. But when the movie came out, they all died instantly, except for Domino. So I wouldn't be surprised if they did that same thing. Like, yeah, Hugh Jackman's going to be in it. And he could be in it, but he's probably not in it as much as we would like for him to be in it. So now that you say it, it makes me think, like, huh, he might not actually be in the movie like that. Yeah, it's called.
I'm worried. I'm worried because they're just like they're alluding to it, and it's like, are you gonna do some bait and switch nonsense?
Right.
Or he
Yeah.
only
And
shows up at the end kind of
I,
thing.
yeah. Like, it's Ryan Reynolds. He's mostly in charge of it. So, like, I have hope that Hugh Jackman is going to be in it
I
pretty
hope.
significant amount of time. But at the same time, like I said, he's done this before with Deadpool 2. With that said, like, for it being the X-Force and they just die out instantly. So, yeah, that brings worry to my heart now.
Same.
Yeah, I would love to see him one more time as the classic Wolverine, but you never know. I guess just wait and see until when does it come out? April, March, April, May.
Something close.
Yeah, something cool. Yeah, I'm hoping to. Yeah, I told my RJ said he's not going to go see it, but knowing me, it's actually the only MCU related movie that I'm actually excited to see, and it's the only one that's going to be out this year. Like, there's not going to be any more. So,
Yeah, and I mean I do like Deadpool. I like the original. I like the first one.
yeah, I
Yeah.
enjoyed the second one, but the first one's still better. First
Yes.
one's way better.
Yeah.
But and while we're on the MCU talk, before I get into this next one, I think they've recasted Jonathan Majors. It's rumors going
Oh,
around about that.
damn.
Yeah.
I was looking
Because
at that more, and it's like I'm not sure how guilty he is. To be honest.
right. Well,
And
before I get into what I got to say about that, what are you thinking?
because, okay, so she assaults him, and yeah, okay, he did something to her, but it doesn't seem conclusive enough to like completely drop him out of the movie stuff. And then they
Right.
want to pin everything on him because he wrote text to check on her. He apologized, then she apologized. It's like, did this really have to be a full-on court case, or are they just it feels like an intentional hit on this guy. Why?
Right.
No idea. I don't know what he did or who he really pissed off.
Right.
But
Yeah.
yeah, and then now he has a new chick, right, who's
Yeah,
defending him back and forth. It's like, okay.
Megan Good, like Megan, yeah, it's Megan Good, one of my
Megan Good
childhood
has
crushes.
a long history of back and forthing between men, so I'm not too sold on her either.
Right, you can't take her word for things. She's visually amazing to look at, but
Sure.
yeah, but other stuff aside, you got some issues.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I still think it wasn't that big a deal when I first heard it before all this stuff, and I was like, okay, well, it's a big deal if he did do it, but if you have stuff showing that it wasn't as significant as you're making it to be, it shouldn't have been as big as it was. That's
Right.
just what I
And
thought.
the woman, and I don't know her name, but whatever, white chick, she seemed like she was a lot of mess, be drinking, drug use. They found her half naked in her closet, passed out. It was like, lady, you
Yeah.
need help. You need help. And
It's
chasing a man in heels for blocks on end. It's like,
it's fucking crazy.
yeah.
And I think, and I just, this is just me thinking out loud at this point, but it's like they didn't get a chance to beat Johnny Depp, so they picked the next best thing. It's like,
Maybe,
yeah, we.
because yeah, every woman wanted to hang Johnny Depp, every modern woman. Yeah.
Yeah, so like it's like they didn't get Johnny Depp, so it's like okay, we can get Jonathan Majors. Again, that's just it's a reach, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was some kind of behind the scenes shit reasoning behind it. But whatever, because like
Yeah.
outside of like nobody really knew who Jonathan Majors was unless you watch Lovecraft Country, unless you knew of the MCU and like everybody else in the world does. But outside of the MCU, do you really know Jonathan Majors on anything else? I
Not
do.
really, no. His name doesn't stand out. I had to look in and be
Right.
like, oh, he's that guy. Okay.
Right.
Like
See,
I
exactly.
wasn't following his career that much. Yeah.
Yeah, like he was slowly building up, and because of the MCU,
Right.
yeah, he's in the spotlight more. But like, yeah, Lovecraft Country, great show. I enjoy him in that show. The Harder They Fall, Netflix Western movie, great movie. Creed 3, he was a main bad guy in Creed 3, great movie. He was a great character.
Strong masculine man. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
right. Yeah,
And then they
so.
make him fall on his sword, and it's like that's sad. That's disheartening.
Yeah. So yeah, the it's again still rumors. Don't take it with a grain of salt, but it could be another person playing the role of Kang. And I'm in both sides of this. Like their plan was to scrap Kang and bring in Doctor Doom for replacing to replace him for the big bad for the next X amount of stages for the MCU, whatever they got planned. And just get rid of Kang, but Kang is an important character in the comic books, and they could do something good with him. And I'm just holding out hope that they can, but it's the MCU. I've learned my lesson. And
Well, it
with
seemed like
them,
they're trying to drop Brie Larson.
yeah, you told me about that before. I didn't get a chance to read much into that, but
Well, she's
yeah,
brought so
what's with
much
her?
bad press, and people have been crit like just like a, oh goodness, who the weird chick. Yeah, I remember her name.
The weird, that's
Yeah,
weird.
beige snow, tan snow.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to remember. Zegler.
Rachel,
That's
Rachel
her.
Zegler.
There you go. That one.
Okay,
Like they dropped her. And then Brie
yep.
Larson got too mouthy and same thing. And it's like, learn your damn lesson.
Yeah, know your audience, as my brother would say. It's, yeah. It's, I never really was on Brie Larson. Like, she was an amazing actress. She's good in some things outside of the MCU. Like, I enjoyed her in a little bit of time she had in 21 Jump Street. You know, I enjoyed her in another movie with Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan. She was pretty cool in that movie, too. Can't remember the name of it, but it was a.
Yeah, well, before she went off script and then started saying whatever the heck she wanted during an award
Yeah.
ceremony.
Yeah. Don't have to say these things, you know. You I'm not saying you can't have your own thoughts and opinions on certain situations, but it's okay not to talk about that, not to say those things, especially knowing that majority of the people who are watching your things are those people is like
You're
you.
shitting on the half of the population that watches your shit.
Yeah. It's like I can't remember who it was, but it was like a black actor that didn't like black people like doing something. And I was just like, you mean the people who are watching and giving you credit and raising you up, you're shitting on them now? Okay. I mean, I thought it was Tyler Perry for a second, but I could be wrong. But
Oh, it might
it's like,
be.
all
It
right,
might be. Oh. Did you hear
yeah.
the new craziness about Shannon Sharp?
About had a lot of things, especially after the Cat Williams situation.
Oh no,
But
this is most recent. So he did some video where he was getting out of his car, dark gray shirt, dark gray pants, some bright sneakers. I think they were greenish, whatever. He had a flamboyant fucking merce. It was a bright orange side bag thing, and everyone's calling him damn it, I want to say zesty, but that's not the right word. No, it's not zesty.
that sounds like something I would say, but yeah,
Sweet,
let's
and you know, just gay. They're calling him gay.
oh yeah.
Yeah. And mind you, I mean, former athlete, former pro athlete, multiple surgeries, he's not gonna walk right. So he was a little
Right.
squishy. And they just want to shit on him and call him, you know, all kinds of fruit. It's like,
Yeah.
that's not right. That's that, come on.
No, okay. So there was a situation like last year where he had an altercation with a basketball player's father in the stands,
Ooh.
and like they were tripping off his get up in that game. He had like some, you know, those sweaters that your grandmother would wear or knit for herself.
Oh boy.
He had one of those. Shannon Sharpe is a strapping dude. Like, he's built at his
Yes.
age. Like, he's in great shape. Like, something that some people, like some men, wish they could do at their young age. He's doing it in his, like, his 50s, 60s, whatever hour he is. But that shit looked really zesty.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know when it changed of men dressing like men.
I don't
I
know
don't know
either.
what time. Like, yeah, it's like, me and my brother have this thing. We say this all the time, especially when we watch, like, period movies. We watch movies based in the 80s, 90s,
Yeah,
early
no,
2000s.
fitted suits, tailored,
Yeah,
like, you know.
right. And we say this all the time. We were born in the wrong era.
Yep.
Because the way I like to dress, especially when I have to, like, wear either, like, dress shirts or stuff like that, is almost similar to the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And like, certain football and basketball players out now, they're wearing this wild shit. They started with skinny jeans, then anything that's skinny, then purses, merses, whatever you want to call them, man bags. Either way, I'm not carrying it. Like, the closest thing to a man bag when I was a teenager was the one strap backpack. That was it. And I'm probably going off right now because I'm kind of upset about it. But, like, why are we dressing like this? Like,
Well,
what
also,
about
what the fuck you got to carry? Your phone, your keys, your wallet. All right.
that is? Right. Right. We have nothing.
What's all this extra shit?
Our
It's the women that got to do up their makeup. All
wallet.
right. That's why we got all the extra room.
Exactly. It's like, if you go and look at, like, every NBA player before a game, and you, like, see some of them wear, I don't know what the fuck Russell Westbrook had on one time. It's like, what are you wearing, a dress? It's
Oh.
just, it's baffling. It's unbelievable that this is okay. That if I dress a certain, if I dress like how a man is that I was raised to be and
Bring
dress
back
as.
the suits.
Right. You know what? I'm going to start doing that. On my Instagram chat, I'll bring it back to old school stuff. If I start wearing it, I'm taking a picture. I don't like taking pictures of myself, but I'm getting in better shape right now, so I'm starting to feel myself now. So it's like, I gotta bring that back. Like, what was wrong with that? Like, that look.
Nothing.
Sophisticated, classy,
You look
like, right.
polished. You'd somewhere to be, somewhere, important people were going to see you. Nothing wrong with
Right.
that.
Even if I was going to McDonald's, I would look important doing it. I don't
But
get
not
it.
only that, like,
Makes
you
my
get
hair.
female attention. When a woman sees
Right.
a guy that's dressed well, it's like, man, what does he do for a living?
Right. And even if it's not a suit, there are good dress shirts you can wear. There are good dress pants you can wear. Good shoes. Like, I pride myself in, like, getting those things and wearing it for me, because I like looking good. It's like, fuck anybody else. I want to look good for me. And once you have that kind of confidence or whatever to, be happy in how you look, be proud of it, people are going to see that energy about you and flock to you. That's what I think anyway,
Oh, 100%. And women have that whole attention to detail thing.
Right.
Like, you present well, you get the same back.
Right.
Good.
Yeah. Like, the stuff that these cats are wearing now is, like, it's wild to me. Like, I get shit for wearing graphic tees, because 99.9% of my graphic tees are comic or anime related. And there was this one girl who was like, "Why are you wearing that cartoon stuff?" I was like, "Well, first of all, bitch, is anime. Know the difference." Okay. That's when I kind of lost the conversation. I was like, don't ever do that shit again. But it's like, this is just me. This is just like either my workout, my basketball, or my just chill gear. I have a nice fitted shirt. Like, I have a button-up shirt that I wear over my graphic tees, so I can still look how I want to look.
Sure.
Nice iron jeans, keep my shoes clean. I'm still looking nice. I'm not wearing tight pants because I don't have the body for that. Even if I did, I wouldn't wear it.
But still, I mean, men are not known to have like curvy legs. All right, why are you wearing form-fitting shit? If you got twigs, it doesn't make it look any better.
No. Yeah, so then somebody gives me a good answer of why most or all men are dressing like that now, I'm not with it. And I always get that conversation, what if your son wants to dress like that? Why are we having a question about a son I don't have? I hate, that's the one thing I tell people all the time. What I hate is what ifs. And majority of the girls I used to talk to always give me, well, what if this? What if a shark bit my arm off? What if this? What if that?
Oh my goodness. I've been seeing the trend in memes like, if I turn into a an ant, would you still love me or some shit? I'm like, no.
Why is that a conversation? Like, what of all things you decide that you want to talk to me about, you chose to pick something as dumb as that. Like, my mom really asked us a question that she didn't understand until we explained it to her. And we were like, my brother's like, women get mad. Some women get mad at real ignorant things because, majority of times, the stuff they get mad at is the thing, the question that they ask. They ask dumb questions. My mom's like, all girls do that. And then we said, well, not all of them, but majority of them do. Again, with the whole shark conversation, the whole, what, like, oh, no, it was a dream. I had a dream that I had control over. And she says, or a girl's like, did you dream about a woman? And we said, yeah, we'd be honest about it. No point in lying about it. We have no control over our dreams, so we'll tell you the dream. And the woman would get mad at you having a dream about another woman because, in her mind, you must have been thinking about her. So you dreamt about her on purpose. I don't know how dreams work. I'm not, whatever you want to call a dreamologist or whatever they are, but I do know I have no control over my dreams. But majority of times, a woman that got mad at me was always because of something I had no control over. My mom didn't understand that. She got it after we explained it to her.
Well, I mean,
So.
good on her for wanting to listen, because some of these women, like, yeah, the whole dream thing. I remember I had a friend who was upset. Her guy had a dream about another chick. But mind you, this is the same friend that will tell me I had a dream about a sparrow and a moon and all this other shit. And I think the sparrow means this. It's like, okay, if you can attribute meaning to a fucking bird, then maybe the woman in his dream means something else. Like, no, they want to take it literal and interpret whatever makes them, more hurt. It women, we are fucking masochistic. We're just looking for some reason to be like, oh, I'm hurt. Hold me.
Oh my God. I don't know. I stopped trying to. There was a point in my life where I was like, I just stopped trying to understand women. And I think it was like when I was 16, 17. And
So,
then,
yeah, no, go ahead, go ahead.
I didn't win. But
I
yeah. So.
I'm very much like my dad. I'm very practical thinking and all this. So my mom's helping me out. She's leaving soon, but she was helping me out, after the delivery and all that stuff. And she and I, we always fight. And it's always over something that she's interpreted and taken personally. And I'm just like, I didn't mean it that way. I meant it this way. And you took it this way. You fucking took it in your head and translated it into, I'm mad at you. No. And so I think, yeah, 2 weeks are like the threshold. Because we had a fight a couple nights ago. She went to go check on one of my kids. And I'm like, he's fine. He's fine. Don't wake him up. She went and she woke him up. And she comes back down and she's like, he's crying. And I'm like, yeah, because you woke him up. And she's like, I don't like how you're talking to me. You don't seem very. I'm like, no, I'm not upset with you. I'm not upset at you. I'm just saying, I warned you. You did it. This is the result. And
Oh man, parents, man. Yep, I don't know. I'm not a parent yet, so it's like I don't like that. You always hear that, you'll understand when you're a parent. I like I know friends who are parents and they still think the same way I think, so
Yeah,
You
no,
know.
that's all cool. No, it's
Right.
no, I'm
It's
just,
like,
I'm so much like my dad, where my mom will look at my face and I have resting bitch face. It is what it is. She mentioned something to me and I'm just like, And I'm focused on something else. And she's like, "Are you mad at me?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not. I'm just paying attention to this. I'm sorry, I can't be like all smiling and be like, 'Oh my God, that's wonderful. He drank his whole bottle. Thank you for telling me. This is the best news ever.' I'm not gonna do that. That's not me." It's like, okay, great, he's done. Okay. Just
God. I okay, yeah. It's so crazy, man.
Yeah, life, life.
Last, yeah, real quick, last thing on the MCU, by the way. Did you see the casting for the Fantastic Four?
Oh, remind me. I want to say, fucking Pedro Pascal. They want him to be Mr. Fan. Why?
Yeah, he's Mr. Fantastic. I think her name is Vanessa Kirby. Correct me if I'm wrong. She's Invisible Woman. I think the dude that was on Stranger Things the last season, the one that was like the very popular character that, spoiler alert, got killed. He's new Human Torch.
Okay.
And I can't remember the actor's name. I can't remember the last two actors, but the last guy, he's Ben Grimm, aka The Thing. And he was like around the same age as Pedro Pascal, so I guess the relationship would work. But yeah, so right now they're the cast, and the movie is supposed to take place in the 60s, and we'll explain why the now MCU doesn't remember who they are, because technically they're the first family in the comic books. So I think they're trying to do that, like they're like the first superhero team in the MCU technically.
Okay.
So yeah, so I think that's where the movie and how it's going to work is they're going to take place in the 60s, and they'll probably be like some, cross-dimensional travel, and they end up in the present day, Captain America-ish type shit.
All
But
right.
yeah, but outside of the story, like, so yeah, Pedro Pascal. Not my first choice, not my second choice, not my third choice, not even my
Right.
10th choice to be Mr. Fantastic.
So,
There are, yeah, no, just not him.
no, and I'm actually kind of peeved. Like that's a big role, and they're giving it to him.
Yeah.
Okay. So Gina Carano, who was on The Mandalorian, she was kicked off because of some tweets that she said, where she was like, "We should all treat people like people," during the whole COVID vaccine thing. And no, the COVID virus before the vaccine. And she was like, "Just treat people humanely, whatever your preference is, whether you're getting vaxxed or not, or you're masking or not, just be kind."
Yeah.
And she also, she was told to put her pronouns in her Twitter bio. And she was like, "What? Why? Everyone knows I'm a woman." And her publicist or manager was like, "No, you got to do it. Everyone's doing it." And she took it as a joke. And she put her pronouns as beep, bop, boop. So
If
she
you want to
didn't
piss
put an
them off,
apology. Yeah, no, I mean, she took it how I would have. And what do you call it? So yeah, Disney fired her, and now Elon Musk is paying her legal fees to sue Disney for wrongful termination. And she is citing Pedro Pascal's tweets because he was super like BLM, anti-MAGA, all that stuff. And Disney didn't have issue with that, where he's calling for, this whole unilateral support while shitting on a whole bunch of other people. And now he gets this big break, and it's like, okay, I see what's going on here. Yeah.
It's not fair, for lack of a better word. It's just, he can say and do these things, but I say and do things and I catch hell for
Right, and not to the level of which, she wasn't picking a side. She was just like, "Be kind, be
Yeah,
nice to your
yeah.
neighbors," that kind of thing. And that was seen as being partisan, as being like, "Oh, you're not for us, you're against us."
Hella not fair. Yeah, I did see something, a link about like her suing Disney and stuff like that, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that big a deal because like especially with the whole pronoun thing, that still trips me out to this day whenever somebody asks me that. Like I've only had one person ask me that when I worked at Target because on our name tags it has our name. And they wanted it was your choice, of course, but like if you wanted to put your pronouns on it, you can. And it was an HR lady that asked me, it's like, what do you want to be called? I said, a Saiyan from the planet Vegeta. And she said, what? I said, I doubled down. I said, a Saiyan from planet Vegeta.
Nice.
And she giggled, but she was like, okay, be serious. I said, you see how idiotic that sounds? Yeah, okay. I'm not doing that shit. Okay, my name is Darren. You look at me, I'm a dude. You already know that. I sound like one. Granted, there's some people who have great surgery that you can't tell, but you can tell with me. I'm a fucking dude. I'm not doing that shit. I don't care. Like you, I'm dead. Just call me my name. Don't call me. Just say my name. It's fine. I'm not playing this game. I refuse to. Like I do in my job now. It's like we have people who say like, you know, my pronouns are. I was like, oh, shut the fuck up. I don't like to be mean, but sometimes they bring it out of you.
But I mean, also, it's if you're talking about them and they're not, the conversation's not directed to them. Because if you're going to talk to them, use their name. But if you're going to
Your
talk
name, yeah.
about them, use the pronouns. So it's
Right.
like, I just won't talk about you. Problem solved.
Problem solved. Has just saved me an entire day not getting pissed off.
Yeah. Simple. Simple.
Yes,
I
very,
saw
very simple.
some video, like there was this dude in a dress who pulled up to a Sonic and was so upset that the person who took their card read the name on the card and was like, "Thank you, sir." And
I saw that.
yeah, and then the
Yeah.
dude gets confronted by the manager. Dude's in the car. It's like, what? How could they call me sir when I look like this? And then they pan the camera around. It's like, you still look like a sir.
Yeah. You didn't. Yeah. You didn't make a point here.
It's
If you thought you made a point, you
yeah.
failed. Like you. That wouldn't. No. Yeah. That didn't work.
No.
I think. I want to say it was in Texas because I was actually living in San Antonio when that happened, I think, when I first saw
Wow.
that video. Yeah, so I
And so, I
was
don't know, but that was
like,
cracking me up. It was like you just shat on yourself twice over. Like when
why? It's Sonic. They can't see your face as far as I know when you make these first orders. They don't see
Right.
you until they get to the car and give you your order. So yeah, if you pay with card and the first thing you see is a guy's name, instinctively,
Right.
you're
And
going to
there's
say,
no one else
sir
in the
or
car. Like, no, the whole thing, the what if that women want to pull, I mean, points to this dude, he pulled a woman thing. He's like, how'd
ma'am.
you didn't know that anyone else was in the car with me? What if there was? But there wasn't, bitch.
There wasn't. There's no what. Oh my God. What ifs are just as annoying. As almost. Almost only count in horseshoes and hand grenades. I need to
There you go.
find one for freaking what ifs. I need to find one for that. What ifs only work for storytelling.
Yeah.
I guess, because I don't. If you're telling me a story, then you can use what if and you're telling me the rest of the story. But don't try to put me in a world of alternate universes. I got enough of that reading my comic books. I don't need that and talking to you right now. Oh my God, people. It's fucking people. It's like, I want to ask you this question because I asked my brother this question. If you had a superpower, what would it be and what would you do?
Wait a minute. When you say super, am I for the force of good or not?
No, okay. This is your
Oh,
personal,
it's just my personal
like,
power.
real, like if you had a power in real life, you make your own moral decisions after you get this decision.
All right,
Once you with your
Delulu be
power.
gone. I could cure
No.
any amount of delusion just by pointing at a person. Delulu be gone and fucking snap my fingers. And the person instantly wakes up from whatever they convince themselves is going on.
That would cure the world.
That would, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
Like seriously, no need for, people flooding ERs thinking that they have some kind of crazy illness because they looked it up on Wikipedia. It's like, no, the Lulu be gone. Boom.
That's a good one. That's an actual good one. See, it lets me know that me and my brother might be a little homicidal
Oh,
then.
why? You guys went like
Because,
full
okay.
Death Note?
So it's like not it's something like that. Yeah. So it was like we were watching a lot of shit at this time, but I remember we were talking about Omni-Man and Homelander and Superman, all that stuff, right? And
Homelander's hot.
Magneto
Just gotta say that out there.
and
From the
all
boys,
those
I don't care how fucked up he is. I rewatched the
Oh.
season to prepare for the new one coming out. I was like, he's not that bad. I can fix him.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I'm not touching that one.
Good.
But it's like I was like, okay, I said Omni-Man, my brother said Magneto.
Oh, okay.
And my reasoning was I was like, I don't think Darwinism is working like it should. Especially with the amount of people, especially on fucking TikTok. Do I have a TikTok? Yes, it is only to promote my stuff. When I'm trapped on scrolling through videos outside of the what's his name, Jordan, who does the fast food president, who like gives me who gives you all the information on how to make stuff from certain fast food restaurants. He's a good guy. But other than that, there are like a lot of videos like, why are these people getting famous? Why is this person allowed to do this stuff? And it's like, you know what? I might be a bad person deep down, deep down. But I don't think anybody would miss these people if they just disappeared.
I hear you. Oh my goodness. For those people, like I wish they had like the foresight, whatever thing, or like people could just be like, hey, look into this mirror for a second. It's going to show your life 5 years from now. You keep doing this
Yeah.
shit. Because I went I go I still go down this rabbit hole whenever I'm just bored and I want to laugh.
What if rabbit hole?
No, these women on TikTok that
Okay.
cry on TikTok because they divorced their husband and left their kids and they want to feel single again. And they're like, I'm too young to be saddled with kids and married. And, fast forward 6 months, I miss my family. It's like, yeah, no shit. You're pushing 40 and you think you're gonna
Yeah.
have like, the whole Sex in the City experience. No.
Well, that's a TV show and a couple of movies now, but yeah, no, they're not meant for
Well, especially not now, not when guys have wised up and they're all saying, nah, fuck that shit. Single moms are for fun.
that.
They're not for anything serious. And yeah, there was another chick who she was dating the alphabet. She was going on dates with guys.
Okay, I get
Yeah,
it.
yeah. She got to like J and she is just a complete mess.
Oh,
Complete fucking mess. And it was like, man, I would have discovered that at C. To mean made all the way to J.
oh man, and I don't like the what they call victim blame. It's like you put yourselves in these situations and wonder why you can never get it better. It's
Yeah, the
like
whole grass
why?
is greener thing.
Yeah,
And it's
right.
like, or when they divorce the guy and it's like, but he was a good guy and I still love him. It's like, why did you divorce then? Why did you go through all this shit?
He couldn't have been that good, or he was that good. It's just you keep trying to find something that didn't need to be. You didn't need to be in a situation. Things could have
Well,
been easily
that or the
fixed, but you weren't.
communication,
Yeah,
or
like
they're
yeah.
like, why does he want sex all the time? It's like, well, what else is he gonna do? You'd be upset if he went and found it outside.
Oh my God. I can't imagine. Yeah, I can't even tell you how many times I've had that said argument, like from the girl I was married to. It was like, why do you always want sex? I was like, I'm only, for the lack of a better word, I'm only fucking you. I'm not fucking anybody else.
Right.
So if I did that, then I would be an asshole. Yes, I would be an asshole. I'm not, trying to, make it seem like I was a good person with that. But you have just that one thing I want you to do. That I ask for, I don't ask for anything else. And you complain about that. Can't
That
win for
and I
losing.
mean I've also seen like guys talk about like, man, jerking off is not rewarding, especially if you're married.
Oh, God.
It's like, yeah, it feels good or whatever, and then you're done and you're like, man, this is pathetic. There's a whole
Yeah.
person I'm tied to. You won't even touch the worm. It's like, my God.
I remember having a conversation with that with some of the girls on an early episode of the podcast when I told somebody he really wanted to be married. He was like 20, 21 years old. And I said, okay, dude, just be careful because once you get married, the amount of times you have sex is going to drop down low. And there could be reasons for that, you know, kids, work, personal shit, you know, but it's not going to be as much as you're getting it right now. And then one of the girls was saying that, you know, you're married. I said, yeah, and I don't get sex all the time. And she said, well, it might not because not because you're married, it's because of her.
Hundred
I
percent.
said, huh. Yeah, that's it. And I never thought about it like that. I said, huh. Okay. That makes sense to me. And you almost never make sense, but you decide to make sense today. Congratulations.
Yeah.
But I took a step back with that one of the okay, yeah. Especially considering the amount of times I used to get it versus when after I got married, it's like this is this shit. This is not fair.
Yeah, but I mean, it only takes like what? 15 minutes of your life, and the chick is always like, I'm not in the mood. It's like, okay, what would it take for you to get in the mood?
Right, yeah, jump through all these hoops to try to get him in the mood, and
And no,
it's a game.
I feel like it's not fair. Maybe I'm just a horn dog, whatever, but it doesn't seem right. Guys working all day, you're tired and everything. It's like this shit is enjoyable. Put aside all that other shit for a second and compartmentalize. You're gonna have some fun. Just, you know, do whatever you need to get in the mood.
It's a difficult world now with some women. And then the women who do nothing but have sex, they have OnlyFans and all kind of shit. It's
Yeah,
like,
but then
I
they're
forgot.
broken.
Yeah.
They're hella
Right. I forgot.
broken. Crap. Lila Rose, Lana Rose, something like that.
A lot of
She
roads.
was talking on a podcast how she doesn't even want to be touched anymore. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I can
No
imagine
shit.
so. Yeah, that's yeah. I forgot to tell you. One of my I'm not gonna say her name, but she is a friend that I went to school with, and she has one of those pages.
Ooh.
And she met with a guy that she actually wanted to just date. She gave up the first night,
Oh,
and
jeez. Okay.
yeah, and he disappeared, ghost for lack of a better word. And she called me while I was at work. And when I'm at work and you call me, and if it's not a fucking emergency, I'm going to get pissed off. Like if you're not calling to tell me you're okay, like something happened and you just let me know you're okay, or you're calling me to talk shit about somebody, those are the only reasons you should call me. You shouldn't call me because you put yourself in that situation again, because you have a track record of doing that.
Uh-oh.
That's why I got pissed off. And I was way more honest than I usually am. And she said this one line that really, I probably shouldn't have responded to it, but I did. So she said, I know I'm a 10. I could get another guy if I wanted to. I'm not worried about it. And I said, so and so, you might think you're a 10, but your South Carolina 10 is a 3 everywhere else. Okay. And I didn't hear myself till after I said it because I knew I was pissed off. And she was like, why? I said, you wanted me to be honest with you. And that was your mistake. That was your mistake. I ask you all the time. I ask all my friends this. You want me to be a friend or you want me to be an earpiece? When you say friend, all bets are off. When you say earpiece, you just want to vent and that's it. You don't want anything else after that. You ordered that and that's what you got. Now you're mad at your order.
I would have taken issue with her saying she's a 10. It's like, listen, a guy would fuck up, he'd fuck a fucking pencil sharpener if it had a skirt. Like, come on. Okay,
Like
being a 10, or goodness, like, okay, that same rabbit hole of TikTok women and their divorces and everything. There's also women who are like, I'm single. I'm 50 and I still get attention from men. And it's like, yeah, because they're going to smash what they can.
Right.
Attention and commitment are two different things.
Yes.
So,
It's
yeah,
like,
no, her dating guys and looking for commitment, but giving up the smashables, it's like, no.
yeah, it would have been one thing if this dude didn't know anything about your page, your other
Oh,
side
he
of your job
knew?
that he knew.
Ooh.
So yeah, he only went in with that objective. He had a 007 mission. He got it done, and then he left. That's all he came there for. I'm sorry to say, you weren't exactly meant to be dating that dude or anybody right now, for that matter.
Yeah, and also, I mean, what's up with this false advertising shit? She shows the menu, he orders the two piece and leaves. It's not like, you know, she's showing a Chinese and expecting him to order Brazilian. No.
It's unbelievable the way she thinks, and like she'll come back to me, like she came to me like yesterday for the first time after having this conversation. It's like, you might have been right. I said, no, I know I'm right,
Might
and I
have
never
been.
say that. I know I'm right. I know I was right. What I want you to hear is like what I want you to hear what I'm saying to you. Understand, I'm not trying to be malicious when I say these things. I actually do care about you. You've been a friend since middle school. So I do care about what happens to you. But when you go out there and put yourself out there like that, you only ask to get hurt. That's just my opinion. You ask for it, that's what I'm giving you. And I think she understood. Rather she's going to do anything different, it's up to her. She's a grown adult. I can't tell her what to do after that. I just voice my displeasure. And like, especially if you're my female friend, I have a lot of female friends. So you're automatically going to be high on the worry totem in my mind.
And female
It's like
friends
when.
need more honest male friends. Like not these, you know, sneaky fuckers who tell them whatever they want to hear. It's like, no, you need a guy
Oh.
who's going to be like, kind of like a stand-in older brother or dad and be like, you're fucking up. What are you doing?
Right. And it's one of the reasons why I enjoyed my relationship with Raina, who lives in San Antonio, who was on previous episodes. It's like she was like a little sister to me. You know, like her and Sarah, they're like sisters to me. So it's like whenever they say something, it's like, well, Raina more so, because Raina said some wild shit. And it's just like, come on. You'd already know the answer to it. You just want to see my reaction. And that was like our relationship. You know, she would say something, and then I'll just give her a look. And she would answer the question, but she would answer the way I would before I would answer. So it's like, okay, you already know the answer. You know what you did wrong.
Oops.
You know why that sounds stupid. Moving on. I don't understand. But yeah. Last thing on my list. I forgot to look up what we're supposed to be talking about. Oh, yeah. Ghostbusters. The new one's coming out soon.
Yes. Remember you told me I need to check out The Lost Empire because I remember you told me it was awesome and I got on my list.
What was it called?
It wasn't Lost Empire, or was it something else?
Oh, Afterlife. Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Afterlife. No, why am I thinking
Yeah.
Lost Empire? I saw
Because this one
something.
is called this one's called
That's
the Frozen, the new one. Yeah, Frozen Empire.
Frozen Empire. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, that's a new one coming out. Yeah. A trailer just dropped for that one, a new one anyway. And I was just like, yeah, I was already going to see it, but now it's definitely doubled down on it. Definitely got to see it. It's Bill Murray coming back too, you know. So.
Yes, I always no. Lost Empire was on my mind because the Atlantis movie from Disney. I wanted to talk about that. Why? Okay, that same movie. I watched it again, and I was like, "This is amazing!" Not just for like the story and the effects, but like the female characters. So much diversity, so much like backstory and like personality, and it's like. What the fuck happened? So then I went deeper, and the movie got so much backlash because of the use of guns and all the stuff. I was like, but look at how rich everything is. You had the badass blonde general chick, You had the
Yes.
mechanic Audrey. You had Kira, the Atlantean chick. It's like, come on.
Yeah, those cartoon movies, especially like when Disney was, in their bag with everything they made, that movie still holds up to this day, in my opinion. It's like it's that
Incredibly so.
movie. Yeah, it's that movie. It's Treasure Planet. Like those are like the two ones
Yes.
that stuck out to me. Like those movies, like the art design with the, each character. Even though Treasure Planet was like an alien one, they had a female captain and she was badass. They
Yes.
had the that freaking idiot robot who had like his brain missing, and that like that was a great movie. What happened to Disney is a question. It was like what happened to all
I
their
have
good
no
shit.
idea. I don't
It's
know.
like,
And then I saw Wish and I was comparing the two and I'm like, this is terrible. I,
oh man.
all of the characters, side characters, not even like the main one, were just single faceted. Like there was nothing beyond this two. I have a wish. Okay, and
Oh my God. I think I didn't watch it 'cause I think my cousin's little sister might have watched it, but I was like, I'm not watching that shit. It's like when people tell me that Frozen is the best Pixar movie that Disney's ever made, it kind of pisses me off.
No.
Not even kinda. It pisses me off. I've watched Frozen and Frozen 2 each twice, and I don't get the hype. Maybe it's because I am older, but I can't say that because I enjoy The Incredibles. I enjoy The Incredibles 2. I enjoy Toy Story 1, 2, 3, and 4. Even though 3 and 4 are sad as fuck, they're great movies. But when you say Frozen, hell, Brave, great movie. I love Brave. That's a great
Same.
movie. That's better than Frozen. Brave is better than Frozen. Fight me. I'll put the argument out there for these people. Brave. Hell, even Tangled is better than Frozen.
Yeah, I don't know about the hype about Frozen either. 'Cause like initially when it came out, I was like, all right, the song's catchy. That's all I wasn't really paying attention to the plot.
Right.
But then I rewatched it. I'm just like, okay, so she breaks away from the kingdom. She's all sad and depresso. She doesn't want to hurt people by using her powers, but then she has to hurt people and use her. It's like, so where's the growth?
Right.
It went full circle for me, and I'm just like, okay. And then it's the younger sister who saved everyone. It's like, okay, what?
Like I could name a dozen Disney movies back then and even during the same time as Frozen. That's way better than Frozen. Hell, Big Hero 6, if you love comic books and you love Stan Lee, first of all, because he had a lot to do with that movie. Big Hero 6 is a good movie. Tarzan, the original Tarzan movie. The soundtrack by itself was fucking S tier.
Yes, Phil Collins, my
Right.
goodness.
Like he put his soul into that. It's like, bruh. That was a movie. That was a created movie. And hell, Chicken Little was a great movie. I don't know if you remember it, but that was a great movie. But Frozen is like nowhere near on the top 10 list that people are making it to be. Disney is just not as good as they used to be.
No, they're pushing in the forefront and they're like making them all powerful and masculine seeming. And I mean like I'm all fine with the fighter chick, but it's like why is it a chick always has to prove something or whatever? That wasn't the thing in Atlantis. What was great about Atlantis is like all those women had different skill sets, they all knew who they were. Pretty much, and then everyone was working together towards a common goal. But where's that nowadays?
Yeah, I think these movies are trying to capture what made Mulan amazing. The original Mulan animated movie.
Yeah, but she
It's
was regaining the honor of her father and saving her country. Like it was bigger than
but
her. It was bigger than they told me no, so I got to prove them wrong. Bullshit.
Yeah, see, they that's what we know it is, but they see it as the other way.
Well, they tried to make Mulan trans. I don't know if you saw that, but people were arguing that it's like, yeah, no, she really wanted to be a guy. That's why she went to battle. It's like, no.
God.
No, fuck, you guys missed the point completely. You guys took that one moment where she went by the name of Ping, and that's it. It's like, no, you know, trans rights, she was gonna be killed if she showed what she really was. It's like, no.
No,
Stop it.
yeah, no, just no, yeah. Nothing you are telling me is going to make me just no, just no. That had to have been the dumbest thing I ever heard today.
Yeah,
Or at the very
I was reading a long article where they looped that into the Christina Aguilera song for the movie Girl in the Mirror or whatever, and I was like, she's lamenting being a woman. She's
Right.
lamenting not living up to her family's standards of, you know, her responsibilities, which we all go through. Every person does. That's growing up.
Right. Yeah. As being an adult,
Yes.
you got to you got an adult sooner or later. Oh my God. And yeah, the world, like I said, I don't think Darwinism was doing his job right now. That is just
No.
my unfortunate opinion.
No, clearly not.
Yeah. Next time we do an episode, I'm going to get Parker on here.
Okay.
Because
Yeah.
what I want to do is ask, have you guys watched Jack Ryan yet?
I have. He is
You
not, but I need to get
okay?
him on it. Okay.
Yeah, because I've watched I'm in the middle of season three and I'm trying to finish season four.
Okay.
Yeah. I do want to scratch his brain on that one too. That and what's the other one called? Without Remorse with Michael B. Jordan. Have you guys seen that?
No, not yet.
That
What's that on?
that's also on Prime, and
Okay.
it's somewhat connected to the Jack Ryan Tom Clancy universe. It's a Tom Clancy movie,
Okay.
and
All right.
almost anything Tom Clancy that if it's a Tom Clancy thing, I'm going to recommend it because I'm a fan of the books and I like the movies that they made. And TV shows and stuff. So yeah, Jack Ryan and Without Remorse is somewhat supposed to be in the same universe.
All right, I
That's a
need to
good
get him
movie.
watching some stuff with me then.
Yeah, that is homework. That is homework
It. Okay.
now. And hopefully we get Haley on when she's free because she's a busy woman.
Yeah, new job and all.
Yeah. Happy for her. She says she's doing better though because she was like sick the last time I talked to her. So,
Right.
I did get her to record a new ad for this episode, so you're going to hear her voice anyway.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, sweet. But it was good talking to you again. Yep, and we hope to have some more juicy stuff for the next episode and for you on your YouTube channel too, by the way, which I did share to people, and I'm going to put the link in here so
Thank
people can check
you.
you out. And,
Much
yeah, what's it called?
appreciated. It is Postpartum to Pro is the series. My YouTube is Kimura Grip. That's KIM as in Mary, URA Grip. YT. Yeah.
Sweet. The link will be in the description. Check it out, everybody. And
Thanks.
you have a good night, and I will talk to you soon.
Yep. Bye.
All right.
Hi, this is Haley from Comics Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to stay up to date on all the new episodes. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our UFC YouTube channel. Link will be in the description. See you there.